Hello. How is everybody doing? It's been a very humble, solemn environment due to the situation that occurred in Baltimore with the cargo ship taking out the Francis Key Bridge. My hearts and prayers goes out to those affected by this situation, and I believe they're still trying to locate, the bodies of several individuals. I believe it was six of them. You know, this is a perfect example of how dangerous it is. Just being out there on the road, especially particularly as a truck driver, but for anybody, you know what I mean? This situation had nothing to do with anybody driving a vehicle. This was a situation where a cargo ship, run into the piers to hold up the bridge. That was a very traumatic situation, just sitting from, watching it, just sitting from your home or watching it on your phone. That was a very traumatic situation, a very traumatic scene to even see and watch. And I couldn't imagine anybody going through such horrifying event. Like that, one minute you're driving across a bridge, the river, and all of a sudden, and particularly at night, it had to be instant panic for someone who had to, for anyone who had to endure such trauma or like that, such tragedy like that. I recall listening to a lady who lives near the entrance and the exit of the bridge stated that she traveled that bridge for 30 some years, going back and forth to work. And now it's like, they obviously have to rebuild. It's going to be a rebuilding process for everybody, mentally, not just physically building and getting this bridge back up and in good work in order, but just having to deal with, the trauma of the ones who lost, loved ones, due to this situation. I know this story will continue to develop, and they hopefully, usually when stuff like this happens, we usually bounce back stronger. However, we have to remember the ones who were directly affected by this situation. Their trauma is going to be everlasting. Their trauma is not going to be as easily rebuilt as everybody else is when, something like this occurred, because something's been taken away from them that they'll never, ever get back. So their effects is gonna last, for the remainder of their lives. This is horrible. This was a horrible, horrible event. I'm still in shock actually watching, this bridge just collapse the way it did after being hit. I believed that ship lost power for momentarily, and then I believe it came back on, and then shortly after it lost power again. I think the power went out on it twice. And I think that has something to do with some type of mechanical failure on that ship. So It'll be interesting to see how all of this play out. And I don't know when, construction on that bridge will begin or whatever the case may be, as far as, trying to repair, the roads of people, exiting, entering, out of Baltimore at that particular time. But I'm in total shock. I am. This is, this situation was not related to anybody driving a vehicle, but it was related directly to a mechanical issue, to someone that is obviously moving and traveling by water, who caused this bridge to go out. They caused this bridge to be damaged and taken out like it did. I never really was a big fan of like these long bridges and stuff like that. A lot of people I know that they say they get a lot of anxiety crossing these long bridges and stuff like that. It's obviously for good reason, This is definitely one good reason, Because you always have that fear that, man, if this thing just, it just collapsed, then it's like, there's almost zero chance of survival. Again, particularly with this being at nighttime, this had daytime. Either way it go, it's gonna frighten you. I think now when it comes to the roads and bridges, the infrastructure, a lot of those things, we have to definitely take additional measures to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again. Being on the road of, just making sure all our bridges are strong and everything. We have to definitely take the proper measures to make sure that nothing ever happens like this again. Because again, those people will not fully recover after everything is back to normal for everybody else who wasn't directly affected by this situation. Those families are going to continue to struggle with the loss and the trauma of all of this. And my heart just goes out to those people. I'm really like speechless, because I was busy doing some things, and I instantly, before I even had a chance to even look online, somebody sent me this. I'm like, wow. And then the minute I go and I look online, I'm like, it's all over the internet. It's all over, how this bridge was taken out by this cargo ship. It's just flooding the internet, And that thing just came down like, wow, unbelievable. And I think, I don't know what would be the solution, for something like this. This definitely was a freak accident. And, other than, rebuilding, what would be the solution to prevent something like this from happening ever again? I believe, I heard they say a tractor trailer actually went down into the water also. And we just had a situation where a semi was not too long ago in Kentucky was hanging over the river. And I was reading a story about the the driver that was involved in that situation, he actually caused that accident because I guess he was going back and forth from one lane to another and caused this accident. And they eventually found that driver, I believe, at a truck stop with his truck abandoned, and they found him dead. I don't know what the cause of his death was, whether he committed suicide or whatever the case may be, but his licenses was actually suspended. And he was driving a semi. I don't know how that occurred. I don't know what company hired this guy driving under a suspended license. You know, he wasn't even supposed to be in the truck at that time. But that is the reason why, you know, apparently that other semi tried to obviously avoid him, ended up hanging and dangling over, you know, the Ohio River. But, you know, just bridges along, when you're a semi driver going over these bridges, you get, you know, there's simple thing is ice, all kinds of stuff that accumulates on these bridges due to, you know, the water, and stuff that, you know, that are under them. It gets slippery. You know, you see signs all the time that say, you know, bridge is slippery and different stuff. So there's a lot of different scenarios that can cause, you know, one to go over a bridge when driving a semi or any vehicle for that matter. But that just goes to show the dangers of you know, just being out there on the road, period. Just being a driver out there on the road, period. The dangers that goes into all of this. And we don't know what the scenario is. If that driver actually was too fatigued to be driving. We don't know if he was too fatigued to be driving. First of all, we know he didn't have a license. His license was suspended. But what was his license suspended for? And him, you know, but was it a situation where he was overly worked and he might have been fatigued? Was it a situation where he had, you know, been drinking? And if it was a situation where he was drinking or impaired in some kind of way, because, you know, to me, I don't feel that, you know, something as such as marijuana had him swerving back and forth. That sounds like an effect of possibly alcohol. So, with breathalyzer tests being in any truck, semi-truck, that will enable a truck to not start, will, and everything, that would be essential to put the breathalyzer tests in the truck, so that way nobody can start a vehicle up. Now, if you're going to put these breathalyzer in vehicles, everybody, personal cars, starting 2026, from what I'm hearing, every vehicle will have these breathalyzers. Every new vehicle will have them. I think it is imperative that every semi truck have those alcohol breathalyzer tests in a semi. It's just essential. I mean, if you're doing it for personal vehicles, it should be essential that every semi driven on the road have those breathalyzer tests in them, where no driver, because you might be ultimately saving his own life as well. Again, you know, that is the situation. I believe most accidents in semis, involving semis, are most likely due to alcohol. And I don't feel that there's enough measures taken for that. I don't feel that there is enough dire desire to tackle the fact that you can get in a truck and drive a semi while you are intoxicated with alcohol, and you can even buy it at a liquor store. Again, I think those are the things that you got to focus on more so. Again, even if this guy license was not suspended, his situation was not related directly to alcohol. It could have been a situation where this guy was just tired. That is why I say that truck drivers need more backing when it comes to driving a semi and refusing to drive a semi because they may be too tired and the company puts the demand on them to do it, or lose their job because they know they feel their job is hanging over their head. We force drivers to do stuff and they have to do it because they feel like if they don't, they can't take care of their families or whatever. But we got drivers need to be protected in that regards when they hold the license, but they don't really protect drivers in the regards when drivers refuse to do something that is potentially unsafe. Now, again, I don't know what the situation was involving this driver. You know, I don't know if they did any testing on him or whatever the case may be, because this driver obviously, you know, I don't know if he took his own life or whatever. But just being on a bridge in these situations, there's so many different situations that can occur when you're in a semi and stuff. And again, this was a situation that was not only harmful to just regular drivers in their own personal cars, but this was a situation that was harmful to anybody that just crossing over a bridge. It had nothing to do with the actual drivers in a vehicle, the truck or the car. DOT needs to make sure that everybody is safe when crossing a bridge, that a bridge is fully and completely safe of any harm, of any damage from below or anything whatsoever. They need to maybe put like the you know, some type of something in place that could have prevented this accident. You know what I mean? Something that would have stopped this accident from happening. There needs to be additional measures taken to make sure that this does not happen again, that another bridge is not just wiped out by some cargo ship because of its power going out, or because of the visibility, or because of something, you know what I mean? Because when the power go out, you can't see anything. And so this cargo ship is moving blindly, I suppose, and obviously this was the results of it. And this had nothing to do with a driver on the road. This was not a driver's fault. This was not a truck driver's fault. This was not the fault of a regular motor operator driving. This was solely someone who's just crossing a bridge, and now their life was threatened and gone, all because of this situation. And I'm sure the person that was involved had to feel awfully bad. I don't want to say that it's their fault, because they couldn't control, you know, the power outage that occurred on that cargo ship. They couldn't control that. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure that was something that was out of their control that allowed that power outage to occur. That I'm sure that just has something to do with just, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know, old. I mean, you know, sometimes these situations are unexplainable. But again, my heart goes out to those people with that, you know, lost their lives traveling over that bridge. And again, we need to make sure all of our infrastructures, every bridge in the United States is safe to travel over. We cannot have that kind of situation occur because there's no room for error crossing these bridge. There's no room for error. You don't have no room for error when these crossing these bridges and something goes out in these bridges. You know, if it was that maybe perhaps an act of God, perhaps or something, then maybe individuals might have some degree of understanding. But there's no room for error when something hits a bridge and the bridge is completely wiped out. So there has to be better measures taken in an event, you know, someone is faced in a situation like this, you know. And hopefully Baltimore, you know, bounce back from this, you know. We're strong. And again, I know it's gonna take a while. I'm sure this is affecting people that has nothing, that was not directly involved. You know, it's affecting people in other states. Other people are traveling in and out of the, Baltimore or whatever. I don't know how many people are actually gonna be put or any alternative routes that maybe, you know, someone can take. But I just hope that and pray that, you know, we could recover from this situation as best as possible. This is a very tragic situation. And my prayers go out to those who were directly affected and lost their loved ones in the midst of this horrible accident. This is the most horrible bridge accident that I've witnessed in my time. But you know, this is A1 again. Everybody stay safe out there on the road. We know everybody got a tough road ahead of them and stuff, as far as trying to get over this situation and heal. So y'all in our prayers. Appreciate everybody listening to me. Again, stay safe out there on the road. Stay safe out there on the highway as much as you can. Thanks a lot. A1, diversity all the way. Peace out, y'all.